One. We're live. Alright, let's see if this fucking microphone works.
At least you got the intro down.
I mean, it's playing. I don't think the mic's working.
It must be. Because look at it.
Alright, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the B&D Podcast. Today we got myself and I, Tyson Markford, Craig Huberty, and we got a special guest, Chris Seafelt.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the cast.
Welcome to the cast. It's been a long time, but we were talking about it last night, and we figured that we should probably hop on and tell some stories. We had some other guests that were supposed to be here, but they're not here.
Flaked.
Of course. A lot of flakers around here. But, yeah, so now it's almost April. Went through the whole hunting season. And what do you guys think? How'd it go?
Mine was terrible. So
I had a really good year.
Yeah. Yeah. Contest winner.
Yeah.
For the buck contest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Rays?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really?
We'll talk about that too.
I thought it was we might as well start with that. Season recap.
Well, we talked about ours already, didn't we?
No. We didn't.
I thought we talked about how we sucked and we didn't do anything good.
I don't think we should talk about it. It was like October, the last one that we
recorded. Should re-listen to our last one.
No. All right, Craig, you start off. Talk about your season.
For bow or gun?
Both.
Bow was terrible. Smacked one right in the ass.
Yep.
Didn't find it. Jumped it that night. Gun was terrible. I think I saw one set of horns the whole year.
Yeah, you said a lot too.
Yeah.
A couple all day sets.
Go out the night before at 8 p.m. and sleep out there. Slept in the stand.
Walk from home, right?
Walk from home. Cross the river.
Is that your new Titan buying there?
No. No, it's a dirt. It's their old toy shack.
Toy shack.
Oh, yeah, sleeping there.
Because we got that stand. I shot my first doe out of that. My first ever deer. We got that one from like Menards, I think. Bought it from Menards. Bob built it.
Those little sheds.
Then he had that guy come and insulate it, spray foamed it or whatever.
It's comfy. It's like 4.5 feet tall, but
it's short.
You got metal sheds.
Yeah.
It's like a what? 6 by 8 or something.
Yeah, it's probably 6 by 8. It's tough to cover with one person all those windows.
Yeah, but like 5 foot tall.
Yeah,
it's pretty decent size.
You gotta pick and choose. You gotta sit in the middle and kind of like lean and look back and one of look forward. Yeah, just kind of
back.
Yeah.
Set a chair up like so you can shoot out of this set of windows and then set a chair up so you shoot out this set of windows. And
you still got the same chairs in there that we had in there.
Oh, yeah, the wicker furniture chairs. Like
woven wicker ones.
It's natural feeling. I got a feeling I'm going to fall through the one next year probably. It's barely hanging on.
That one's been eaten by mice a couple times.
Barely hanging on.
So that's another tip. You got to put the steel wool in the crack in the door. Mice don't like steel wool.
It's in the crack. Hurts your toes. The bear opened it up during.
Oh yeah.
Bear opened her up during the summer. Yeah. Like I was going to check my cameras.
It's a nice dent in the door.
And I'm like driving past and I look at the front of it, and there's like mud marks all over it. I'm like, what the hell? So I pull her out the door and like the door is hanging wide open. I'm like, that fucker in there? So I like drive back around the front of the four wheeler. I'm like standing on the fucker, looking in the window. I'm like, oh, there's nothing in there, but bent the door a little bit. So we locked it this year with a pair of vice grips.
That should hold it.
Yeah. Put it up top. So see if it holds it.
I'm trying to see if this mic works.
I think it's been working.
I think it's, it looks it quieter now. In, but... I don't know.
So yeah, I didn't get anything during. Gun or bow. Or muzzleloader. Actually, sat with muzzleloader, too.
I didn't get anything either. I had that, I had Junior, I guess, on camera the whole time. And then I had one really close encounter with him. I got a video of it, actually. Like, the whole scenario. But he was running around the field for, like, 15 minutes, probably. 15, 20 minutes. What? Yeah, he was chasing, like, hard. He was dogging. So... And I was like, holy fuck, that's a nice one, buddy. I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, that's when he got up north.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But, I was filming this one, or whatever, Junior was trying to shoot him. That's the one that we found the sheds. But trying to get them. And while I was trying to film it, making fun of me. So I was trying to film it, and I don't know. I just fucked the whole thing up. I never even should have filmed. I could have shot him if I wasn't filming or trying to. So I was like trying to get the camera on him, and he was like full sprint. He came with.
You're trying to chase him.
I was trying, like, trying to chase him with the camera, then set the camera up where he would be, mm-hmm. like, the way he was running. And then, like, I clicked on to my ball, like, four times. And he just never stopped. I didn't even try to stop him. But there was does out there, like, trying to bust me. And every time he'd run away, these does would see me moving, because I'm moving like crazy up mm-hmm. there, like, fidgeting with the camera and trying to fucking clip on and pull back. So every time they'd, like, almost bust, he'd come back right around and start chasing again. So they'd, like, bust out from him. So, I mean, it actually worked out, so I never completely got busted. But he actually, he ended up running, I mean, well, my bull stand's only, what, 250 yards away from the house. And it was all corn. So he was running around in our food plot and ended up running a doe all the way to the back of the house.
No kidding.
And my mom was home. He ran them all, he ran that doe all the way to the mound system, and then I lost him for, like, it was, like, 2 or 3 minutes, whatever. So I, like, stood up. I mean, yeah, I stood up, grabbed my binocs, and I looked, and I could see, like, two little flickers of white. But it's, I mean, it's tall corn stalks, like, and I could see the grass from my stand.
Leaf of the corn stalk, or...
Yeah, but I just seen a flash. It's, like, put the binocs up, looking. The fucker's standing on top of the mound system with the doe. So I text my mom. I'm like, "Hey, my deer is on top of the mound system. Like, you want to go outside and scare him?" So she literally texts back. She goes, "Wow, he's beautiful." I was like,
yeah.
"I was like, go scare him. What are you doing?
Hunting?"
Yeah.
It would have been better if your dad was in the house. And
yeah.
Nope.
Right. Tries to shoot him, but no. So she walks outside and, like, runs towards the mound system. All of a sudden, I just hear fucking crashing through the corn. Comes running out, complete opposite side of the food plot. And then after that, he just kind of moseyed off. But I got video of most of it. It's actually pretty sweet. Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
Well, then gun season. So the day before gun season, they took the corn off.
Yep.
And me and you were sitting.
Yep.
And, well, we're trying to drive deer with our bows. Kind of thing.
We're kind of
as they were
hunting.
It can be done.
One
yeah.
came out like 20 yards from me, a big doe, and I'm like,
there's actually quite a few deer in there. There's probably like
looking right
10.
At us, but
yeah, they gotta be right on top of you.
We tried to plan it out as best as we could too.
Just kind of follow the corn and like the chopper or like
yeah.
the combine going
which
through
which way they were going and
yeah,
trying to cut them off.
But I think like 13 came out right as the combine was on the far end of the field.
Yeah,
like, they were all over out the field right away.
It was nuts. It was pretty cool. I don't think there was any bucks that came out of there.
No.
But, so then the opener, I forgot what I wrote down on the wall in my shack.
42 or something like that.
There's like 35 or 40 deer I seen. Jesus. That's the most deer I've ever seen here in my life.
I saw three.
It was fucking nuts. So I think they were just so used to running the corn east and west.
Yep.
So the corn wasn't there, so they were running that fence line. Mm-hmm. Like it's between here and the barn tavern.
Yep.
So they're running that fence line, and dude, it was nuts. So
yeah,
then
signs are savers when it comes to hunting field hunting, especially when the cops
mm-hmm.
are out.
Yeah, dude, if we could have the same scenario again, like if they cut corn off the day before, I double get corn. But yeah, it was crazy. So I had one nice one that I almost pulled the trigger on. I was just late on it because mm-hmm. I seen him. He was right here, like right
outside
here.
Of Dylan's house.
Outside of Dylan's house, comes running across. And he got to like 250 yards ish and kind of stopped. And I was like, well, I know he's going to keep coming down the fence line. Like he's got it. So he kept coming down. And I don't know why I just never shot. I was just fucking waiting for a perfect one.
Well, sometimes it's hard to take that long shot.
Yeah. And it just never, I don't know. Every time I was like about to shoot, I didn't want to just like punch a trigger. You know, I wanted just like a nice slow squeeze. I didn't want to. Fuck it up. Because I knew as soon as I shot him, he was going to run out of the neighbors. So I didn't want to make a bad shot on him. So I just waited too long, and yeah, he ended up running across the fence line, and I never seen him again. I don't even know what deer it was, to be honest with you.
It was a virtue. Maybe he'll be back next year.
I'm thinking it was that 9-pointer with when he had that point inside his rack.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we seen him. I seen him the one time during bowl season. He was like...
One, like, turned in goofy or what?
No, he was like a mainframe 8, but he had one point that was just like just inside of the main beam. Like after like the G3 or G2.
I saw more bucks leaving here at like noon.
You did?
Than I did.
During the rut?
During any time I went hunting.
Was that gun season?
Like I had one cross the road going there, like driving down. There's one in the ditch line here. I'm like... Dude, they're like not bad ones. Like I'm, you know, I'm probably shooting them.
Well, all I could say is next year I'm not.
Standards and my standards are probably the same.
Yes, 14 inch eight pointers getting hammered.
How'd that go this year? Your big plans?
I let one walk. It was dumb.
Yeah, I let too many walk. It was dumb. I fucked up.
That was after I plus shot that one in the. Ass, so the next day I was sitting there and one
That's
come out.
That's a shitty feeling.
He came out right like 10 yards in front of me, too, out of the marsh. I'm like, I ain't shooting that one. Like, I'm defeated already. you made it this long, little guy. You're going.
What was that one when we were on the public? Was it a spike or a.
Oh, it was like a little 3-4.
We should have shot that fucker. Probably. It came right under both of us.
You got to get all the numbers of points.
I got almost all of them. I need a 1.
I got a one. Got a two. I got a three. I got a little basket. Five.
He's got a one.
I got all the small ones done.
Yeah. I don't
working on the big ones now.
The lowest I got is an 8.
Must be nice.
I fucked up. I got to restart. Maybe I'll do that next year.
Start killing.
I should.
Yeah, I started low and I just worked on the high ones now. Cabot started high.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that.
Peaked early.
Yeah. Maybe that should be the cover art for this.
Peaking early.
Tell people to guess the score on it.
Peak in middle school? Well, we'd have to score it, and that's not happening.
We still got to do our live scoring.
We're not live scoring yet.
But whenever you die, I'm going to score it.
You can do that. I don't care.
You know if you do it, Sam's going to score it.
Yeah, and then when mine's bigger than Sam's, he's probably going to saw the horns off.
It's got to be fucking close.
It's got to be bigger.
Yours is nice, but I don't know. I don't believe Sam's is what it is.
I think if you could put Sam's nose on his, he'd win.
Yeah.
That one looked like an old deer.
Yeah, that was a little runt.
He was young. He was only weighed,
150
pounds. 140.
144, she tipped the scales at the boneyard.
Well, because Sam's was, 19 inch spread, 19 points, and 190 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big
It's a big
deer.
Boy.
Yeah.
Well, mine was 202 pounds.
Yeah, it was a big deer.
But that was earlier, I guess.
That wasn't that early, though.
Yeah. That was the same year, wasn't it?
That was November, because yours was 12th.
Was that the same year? Last year, right? When Sam got hit? Yeah.
2 years ago?
That was last year.
I think so.
Sam got his last
year. Last year. Yeah, so me and him both shot him last year. And then you got your wide one last year.
Yeah.
Because that's when you were hammered at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because you worked night shift.
Naturally.
That was awkward night shift.
I got home, I went hunting, and got that one.
Atta boy.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes hunting.
All right.
The way it should be.
That's her year.
Well, I had a pretty good year up in the Northwoods.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me go out. Oh, it was probably, I don't know, middle of bow season. I finally put my camera out. I don't really bow hunt. No time with my job. So, camera's out for like a week, and I get this stud of a buck. Like, I'm shitting my pants. And my uncle's hunting my bow, my rifle spot every chance he gets.
Mm-hmm.
And then this deer goes MIA. I get two pictures of him a week apart. And he goes MIA. Well, you picked out my camera.
Oh, a deer did?
Yeah. So opening morning, a rifle. I'm out hunting, whatever. It's like, usually you get does and fawns all morning. And I didn't have nothing. Uncle's texting me, you see something? It'd be nice to see something right now.
Yeah.
And it just comes in hot on a doe. But that doe hits the food plot and he skirts it.
Hmm.
And I'm like, no, don't do this to me, because it's a 50 by 50 square in the middle of a hardwoods, or like pines and oaks.
Yeah.
So you can't really see through it. I'm like, no, you're going to baffle me on this one. You're going to blow my camera up. And he just sneaks in his shoulders between two freaking trees. And I'm like, that's it. You're getting her. Yeah.
So you did the complete opposite of what I did.
I was not waiting.
I never.
He gave me a chance. I took it.
I should have shot that fucker.
What's the biggest difference between, like, because that's big timber blocks.
Yeah, so they're...
What do you say is, like, the biggest difference in hunting strategies from, like, down here where it's all egg versus big country like that?
Up there, it's hard. It's... I set up...
So that's a true... That's a true big one.
13 years, I've never seen a deer.
Yeah.
That's my crazy. First deer up there was, like, 4 years ago. I shot a spike horn. You could have swore I shot the biggest buck in the world.
The Dunbar 11. Good.
The Dunbar 11.
The Dunbar 11. I was... And that one, I shot that one. He did a backflip, broke his one tied on.
Like, is that why it's a one-pointer?
No, he got a one-pointer.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
This one, he was just, I was like, why is it loose? And yeah, he backflipped and broke his skull.
Holy fuck. That's awesome.
No, it was pretty good. Yeah, so Uncle texted me like, yeah, it'd be nice to see something. And then I texted him like 2 minutes later, I think I got the big one.
That's a nice deer. Let me see the picture again.
Him on his feet, I'll show you that one.
Yeah.
Contest winner.
Contest winner.
I didn't even know that.
The Boneyard. So he's probably 40 pounds lighter when I shot him. He looked like a steer.
Yeah, that's a toad. Long main beams too.
Yeah, he was 11 pointer 19 and 3/4 wide.
Kick your ass.
That's a big deer.
What was yours? 18?
He wasn't tall.
Yeah, with the bow last year.
He wasn't huge tall.
Yeah.
But he was...
I never even seen that one, I don't think.
Yeah, it was up in the Northwoods. You have to get out of there.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's him or not. I think it was, but it's hard to tell in the frontal view. That's my wife. Where my one wife. My wife was chasing.
That's a tall one. No shit. Yeah, the hardwoods are different.
But that's the last picture I got of him. He was looking right at the camera.
That's a nice fucking.
And I went 3 weeks. He was never on camera again. And I'm like, no.
Really?
Somebody got him or something.
No.
That's a big boy.
Making his rounds.
Damn, that's a nice one.
So yeah, Uncle Dean was hunting my spot hard.
Yeah.
But it's technically county, so.
Ty just texted me. Said, "Where are you guys out tonight?"
Ty Bela?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's because Mama went out.
Give us
last
one
night.
Second.
Because his wife went out last night.
I said, nowhere yet. We will be able to. All right.
So, besides the good deer hunting.
Yeah.
Let's hear the other story you got now of this.
Well, so previous year, the boss took me out a pretty cool fucking Christmas bonus. Took me out a wolf hunt because he wanted to check out this outfitter for him and his wife to go on an anniversary bear hunt. So we go up. Never wolf hunt really wasn't on my radar at all, ever, to go somewhere and go hunt them. Like, we had the one season here, I applied for it, but. So we got up there last year, and it's like negative 20, and we get there, and the guy's like, yeah, you sit dark to dark. So we get done with the first day. I get in the truck after I get picked up, and I'm like, man, that's my first all-day sit. My boss is like, what?
Really? Yeah. Never sat all day like beer hunting?
Never sat all day, no.
Really?
He's like, what, I bring you up here and you've never sat all day before? So,
did you get bored?
Oh, and I got no service. SOCOM don't have service in the part of Canada we were in, so I had no phone service at all. So,
yeah.
Bring a deck of cards or something?
Download every card game and every non-internet game you can think of, and you just play games all day on your phone.
Yeah.
So we sat 7 days last year. Didn't see a wolf. I heard him one day. That gets you amped up. I heard him right away in the morning. Yeah. So all day you're like, yep.
Well, I think I remember your Snapchats because you're overlooking the lake or whatever, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sit on like a knoll overlook the lake.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So then you're all day, you sit there and you hear them and you're like, oh, here they come.
Mm-hmm.
No bueno. They were not around.
Hmm.
So then we go, he gets his book for the first week this year. Go back up, another Christmas bonus hunt. And we get up there and the weather's like 40 degrees warmer this year when we're there. So it's nice.
So, so it's 0 degrees.
So right. It's zero.
It's zero.
Zero.
There.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah.
0 or 10. Not bad.
It's still freezing, but.
It's a little eerie to think because, well, last year he'd dump you off in the morning. He goes, oh, I'll find a plane over at noon. If something's wrong or you shoot a wolf, just, you know, turn your walkie-talkie on and I'll buzz at you if you answer me. I know you got something or something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little eerie when it's negative 40 and it's My heater won't start, or your heater kicks out. You're like,
oh boy, am I gonna freeze? Then it's like instant chaos.
Yeah, and you're trying to be quiet because wolf's supposed to be this big bad predator that hears everything, right?
Yeah, right.
So this year we go, puts me on a spot, not where the wolf I shot was at. He's like, the wolves were there last night. He's got game camera, like cell cams on everything. So he's like, they were there, they'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So he dumps me off. We're walking up this hill, and all you see is wolf tracks going over his trail to the blind.
Really.
I'm like, oh, God. It was a little eerie.
In the dark.
In the dark.
I'd be so fucking nervous walking
in there. Yep. So the snowmobile, the guy gets me in. We get the heater going, whatever. He dumps the bait off, and he's taking off. And I can still hear the snowmobile, and I can hear him like 100 yards from me, like barking at each other like dogs.
Really?
I'm like, sweet. We're into the wolves. Yeah.
They're
here.
They're here.
All day they sat there. They never moved. He heard him when he was walking up the hill.
Really?
Come pick me up that night.
No shit.
So he's like, that blue was on this bait steady. Like, it's coming back. It's going to be here this week. He goes, I'm moving you to bait, whatever. It's an hour the other way. So now we're 2 hours difference from where I was the day before. So
what time did you get in? Like, what time?
So you go in like an hour before daylight.
So like,
it was the same
4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So it's like same daylight hours that we got.
Yeah, same time.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Manitoba, Canada.
Okay. Nice.
So everything is nice, no time difference or nothing. It's 14 hours from here, it's one day drive.
Yeah. Hmm.
So he dumps me off there. He goes, I don't know when the wolves will be back here, but they will be back here this week. Because my boss actually got one first day. He got a black one first day. He sat 4 hours, nailed a wolf.
Like, were you there or no?
I wasn't with him. We were sitting in separate blinds.
Oh, okay.
So he was having a good time.
So he was partying.
Yeah, Chris was like, I gotta go to bed. I gotta go hunting in the morning.
Yeah, right. Hunting, so.
This is why we're here. Whatever. Right?
I download Chris Rinella, or Steve Rinella's new book that night.
Okay, yeah.
So I got an audio book on. I bring my headphones out there the second day, and I play this book. It's like 6 hours long. Listen to the whole book. Nothing happens. The ravens didn't even come to the bait. Usually the ravens are at these baits all day long.
Yeah.
And you got something to watch all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to this 6-hour podcast, or not podcast, book, and... nothing's happening, so I sit back in the chair, close my eyes a little bit, and I just, like, peek up every now and then. I peek up, and I'm like, holy shit, there's one on the bait. Am I dreaming, or is this it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bone probably 60 yards behind the bait, which the bait's 200 yards from the blind,
mm-hmm.
and laced out. I'm like, great, I'm going to have to watch you chew on this bone for 20 minutes because you had nothing better to do with your time.
Yeah.
She laid down for like 3 seconds, got up, walks around the backside of the camera, so the guy never had a picture of this wolf on camera. And she's leaving my shooting lane. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And she's getting to the end, and I bark at her, keep walking, never thought about it, and she disappears. I'm like, oh, I just pissed away my one freaking chance.
I'm not going to tell anyone about this
one. Yep. Then you go past the camera. Nobody's going to know it's you here.
30 seconds later, she's coming, walking back the other way, and she's still walking, and the guy preaches, like, make sure you take a good shot. So I'm like, I'm not going to shoot her when she's walking.
Yeah.
Just let it do its thing. And it's getting to the end of the shooting lane on the other side again. I'm like, piss on it. Here we go. I'm lighting her up.
Yeah.
Followed her. She's getting right to the edge. Boom. She never took another step.
Dropped her. Eh?
Yep.
No shit.
So then I'm pretty comfy in my blind. I got my bibs are off, and I got them down on the floor as like a floor mat, and so I get redressed, all jacked, like I'm shaking, like
excited,
yeah,
like
that's
getting
awesome.
Redressed. I get out of the blind. I get down there, and I hear a snowmobile coming. I'm like, well, that was freaking fast. Like, how the hell did the guide know I shot this thing already, or what's going on that he's coming to pick me up?
Yeah.
Well, here it's the guy who runs a trap line. He's in the same trail that.
Oh,
we used to get in there.
Yeah.
And he's seen the bait pile in the middle of the lake. He's like, what is that? He like was 10 minutes from fucking my whole hunt up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What are the odds, eh?
So then the first picture the guy gets on his camera is me with a guy in a snowmobile standing in front of the camera, and he thinks it's conservation warden.
Oh.
So he goes and gets my boss from our little cabin that we were staying in, like, conservation's by Chris's site. We got to go, blah, blah, blah. And Rich is like, no, I don't think so. He's like, Chris's gun's on his shoulder, and he's got a smile on his face. He goes, Chris wears his emotions on his face pretty good. Like, if someone fucked up his hunt, I don't think he would have got out of the blind. I don't think he would have got out of the blind.
Yeah.
Because that's what, so the first year we both had that happen to us where snowmobilers come in, because you can ride wherever you want in Canada. And snowmobilers come in, like the one, your gun sits looking at the bait all day. It's crossing around the bait.
Like on a tripod or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got like a bog field pod is what I use.
Yeah.
So then these snowmobile guys didn't realize I got a rifle barrel pointed at them. But I never left, whatever.
No shit.
The wolves are used to him coming and baiting, so snowmobile noise is snowmobile noise.
Yeah. They're probably used to it for the most part.
So he said the guy's doing like 110 kilometers down these gravel roads, and they're all iced up, and he's scared. Like, something, he's like, slow down. It's okay. Like,
isn't kilometers like half? So it's like 50 it's like or 60.
40 difference.
Yeah, something like that. It's like, yeah.
But it's anyway. Faster out there in the gravel road.
Right.
So we wheel in there, and I don't know I have the blue yet. To me, it's a black wolf, white hair in it, whatever. As I drag it back into the woods where his turnaround is to go drop me off. So the guy had never seen the wolf until he got to me. And the fucker jumps off the snowmobile, tackles me. You did it, bud!
No shit.
It was awesome.
That's fucking sweet.
But light. She's only 52 pounds, nothing huge. A young female.
So you guys,
explain what a blue wolf is.
Blue wolf is the most rare color phase of a wolf you can get.
Is it like a mix between gray and black, or is it like it's just a genetic thing? It's
a genetic deal.
It's
like
like an albino deer kind of thing.
Kind of,
somewhat,
more or less.
Is there like albino wolves? It's gotta be.
I mean, they're white. Can be. There's white wolves. I mean, there's white wolves. He had white, blacks, regular, like your regular like two tone, and then he had this blue.
Was there a lot of blues around, or no?
That's the only one he had in camera.
Really. That's fucking awesome.
Are you guys planning on going again next year?
Not at that place, I don't think.
No, different one.
I gotta see. You might have to have a back surgery this winter, so.
Oh, I thought you had different plans to go hunting somewhere else.
So, next, not this coming October, but the following 2025, I'm going to Newfoundland moose hunting.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're driving out there. It's a 32-hour ride.
Ooh. Oh.
9 hours on a ferry.
How many guys are going?
It'll be four of us.
Rotate that's, driving.
Yeah.
Not to go there.
I mean, you almost, you have to stop.
So yeah, you gotta sleep. He pulled a tag. He pulled a tag for a woodland caribou. So them are like the big caribou.
Yeah.
Really?
So he's pretty jacked about that.
I want to go hunt red stag.
That'd be fun.
Because those fuckers are big.
I want to hunt white-tailed deer and see them.
You can hunt them.
I can hunt them.
That's why it's called hunting, buddy. It's not called shooting.
I would like to at least see deer.
Well, there's, what, six out there?
Already? Yeah, I can't hunt six here. Six out
there in the field right before we came here.
Not allowed to shoot anything here. But no, I mean, I am, but
we gave you permission.
I know you're going to get mad at me.
That's what you shoot.
Exactly.
The outfitter we went to really set the bar high for me. That was like, the guy's girlfriend would get up in the morning, cook you breakfast.
Oh, really?
Like 3:30 in the morning. Pack you an awesome lunch, hot soup in a thermos.
Really?
When you get back at night,
have my lunch going at night.
No shit.
It was a pretty nice place.
So just like a cabin or the guy's house or what?
Because they got a lodge up there, yeah, in Long Lake, Manitoba.
Like a lodge or a cabin?
Like a lodge with four cabins next to it.
Really?
Yeah, they do bear hunts. They do black bear hunts in spring and summer.
So it's like a legit outfitter.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's pretty sweet. They hunt whitetail and everything up there, too?
They do, but they don't guide it.
Oh, okay. Is there a mule deer up there?
Nah, there's actually not whitetails where we were. Where white we were
tails?
Hunting. They don't, like, the way it's, like, moose and shit. They don't have whitetails up there.
Really?
They do closer to, like, the west side of this Providence.
Yeah.
West side of Providence. Because he's got, like, big deer.
Really? Like,
mine is small there.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be sweet. Because I heard Canada whitetail are just like massive.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
I heard there's some type of like correlation between like Canada deer and then Iowa. Like everything that stays on
whitetail must be something
on that side of them.
In the ground. A lot of Canada deer, I think they get so big. Same thing with like even up at our cabin is the winters. Where the winters are harsher, they say the deer are bigger.
But it's weird. I think it has to be like 100% of the minerals, because you think of like
go to the up west side in Canada, of the state, Buffalo County, it's all minerals in the ground.
Yeah, you think like Canada, there's not egg fields everywhere.
No. But then you get to Iowa, and that's all it is. And then you get here, and there's a decent mix, but we're across Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's all got to be just, like, has to be all minerals or something. Like, that's, like, the base of it. No matter what your nutrients are, it has to be some mineral-wise that... Because if they can live off of just feeding off of, like, saplings and stuff, or whatever they eat up in Canada, you know? I just think it's...
We were hunting there. He had one whitetail on a camera, and he's like, I don't even know how it's up here.
Really? Well, that's like...
how got lost?
Like, he's like, this one's lost.
Well, didn't some dude just...
one off open season?
Didn't some dude just shoot an elk during gun season this year?
Last year? That happens all the time right here.
Well, I heard he got fined a fuck for it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. Because they're northern Wisconsin, like over by Duluth and all that, like where you went to school, they're up there.
Yeah. Well, that was like when we were pheasant hunting in North Dakota, there was a moose that they, well, they had pictures of it on Facebook like the week before that we were there. And we're like, it's central, like Strasburg and then what's north of that? Like the main, it's dead center.
Where did you go? North Dakota?
Yeah, Bismarck.
Bismarck, yeah.
Yeah, Bismarck. So that's like central, where there's not a lot of stuff there. For, I mean, there's like antelope and shit, but then you get west and you hit the mountain ridges and lines and stuff like that. And then there's more diversity and kind of what you're going to see. But yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Canada's a good place.
I would love to go there. Well, Dylan was just on the Canada border because he's working in New York.
Already.
So he's on, yeah, so he's on like the, well, you went and see Niagara Falls and whatever, and then he was right on the Canada border. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. What we got next on the agenda? All right. Walleye fishing.
No way.
Just started it. And me and Cabbage went today. We got one each. We got some good smelling fingers, if you know what I mean.
Smell mine.
Smell my ass.
Smell my ass.
Yeah, so walleye fishing. It's been slow. It's weird because the winter's been so fucking awkward.
Yeah.
But
it was a really winter.
So yeah. So they're up now. It seems like there's a lot more males up right now than females. Cause we caught two today that were males, which is rare, I feel like. I feel like most of the time you catch females.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we caught two yesterday that we let go.
On accident.
We had to. Yeah, they're accidental hooks, so you gotta let them go.
Yeah, well, I snagged the one in the back. I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't keep that one. So, yeah, but other than that...
Probably shouldn't or shouldn't?
Shouldn't?
Yeah, you
should. Legally? Gavin.
Gavin, if you're listening.
Gavin, if you're listening. We're law-abiding citizens.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll skip that now.
So, I guess let's...
On to the next topic.
On that discussion of winter and... how it was so weird. What do you think about deer and like their antlers? Because are still fucking holding like now.
I had on the. Because
you just had pictures of some.
Yeah. What day was it?
They're not running around looking for anything to eat. They're not digging in the snow.
Yeah, they don't have to. It was so weird.
20th, I had a little 9-pointer.
That new girl's going to end up pushing them off, I think.
I would think so, yeah.
15th, I had a nicer 8-pointer on my camera.
Really?
Yep.
That's so crazy.
Where were they during gun season? I don't know.
Well, Sam just checked his, and he didn't have any with horns.
Yeah, he does not have any horns.
So, I mean, they might have lost a nut, which generally May, June, they start growing them again.
Depends on where they're living, too. Like, if they're in thicker woods, are they getting knocked off
easier? Yeah, or they bump them, I guess. I don't know.
They're in hardwoods versus a swamp.
Yeah, that's why I'm super surprised that we found juniors, because that was, what?
That was like a month
over a month ago now.
Yeah,
which is crazy, but
I don't go looking for them.
So that's the thing. I never even looked into it.
It's like a participation trophy. Sure, you got a cool set of horns.
Are they not sweet?
Did you get them?
If you get a few,
they're attached to deer.
You can get a few years of one of those horns and end up shooting
the history. Yeah,
that's the thing. Well, there's this new company wherever they make like a.
It's gonna be weird when I shoot it next year.
Oh, you see that where it's a shoulder mount with the magnets on it?
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, it's like a fucking...
little tiny replicas.
Well, that too. I forgot who was... I was just listening to the Working Class Bowhunter podcast, and they had him on there. But it's some little mount, and it's like... All you do is you drill
holes in your antler, your shed antlers, mm-hmm. and it's like a little, it's like a friction fitting. So it just slides into each antler, and it's just on like a little gyro ball. So you can kind of rotate it how you want, like side to side and everything. So then you could have like your 1, 2, 3, 4, and then have them shoulder mounted.
My boss has them in his office.
Yeah. So that'd be kind
of
sweet.
A piece of metal with two gyro balls off it kind of deal, right?
Yeah. So then they explained it like if you can't have like deer mounts in your office or whatever, you could just have like this little metal thing with fucking antlers on it. It's like, so that'd be kind of cool. If you found this deer's antlers year to year, like back to back, kind of see like, I don't know, it's like a little timeline
cool
thing.
Too, if you had like a stage and then they had the shoulder mount above it.
I think it'd be sweet.
I can't find any ever, so.
Well, you followed Stubby the 1 year.
That's because he was on my, this deer was on my camera at 531.
With horns,
with both sides.
Yep.
Left, came back at 534 and had one. So I'm like, it's got to be out there.
Right?
So I ran across the field and picked it up behind my camera, 10 feet.
Was it like, not cool?
No, it wasn't. I didn't have to look for it, really.
I had to look for mine. But
little stub.
I thought it was sweet. Stubby. I like shed on.
He had short little tines all the way around.
Yeah.
Stubby. And then he broke every one of them.
Small.
During rut.
I'm kidding.
Everyone was like down
a,
to like
a, like a main beam.
Oh, he's just two little main beams and one little brow.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a loser. I'm like, that's got deer I raised.
Did you ever, well, did you like
no idea if
have
came
him
back.
Before?
Fighter buck. That's
before he broke
thing.
Him off.
Yeah, I had him. He only grew like 3-inch little tines all the way around.
So he's pretty much stubby like both.
Yeah,
time.
He was stubby from the beginning, but then he was really, really stubby.
So you don't even know if you had him this year?
No, I don't think so.
Or you think it was one of the big ones?
No.
That got chopped.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Really?
He wasn't blown up or anything like that.
Well, you never know. I guess I don't really know how old he was, but.
Well, he was 2.5, I would guess, at that time. Last year would have been 3.
Look at the spike on that when you crack it. That's a good one.
Kaboom.
Next topic. Squirrel hunt. What do you think, buddy?
Squirrel hunt. Yeah, let's talk about the squirrel hunt and the crow hunt and all that other stuff that we did.
So, these two occasions were through Ray's Boneyard, and it's like a...
Not a sponsor.
Yet. Well, yet. It's in the works, actually. But, so we did a squirrel hunt this year through Ray's, and it was a two-man team?
Yep, two-man teams. Tyson and I were out in the wilderness.
Yeah, two-man team started at daybreak, had to be back to the boneyard by noon, which apparently got screwed up, because it used to be 2 o'clock, apparently.
No, that was a squirrel hunt one that got screwed up.
The squirrel hunt, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because fucking, I think Harv was bitching about it. So you're supposed to be back by 2. Anyway, colder than shit. I forgot how cold it was that day.
It was like 0.
It was cold, but, so we go hunting by Craig's, and... I think you had one before
I
even showed up.
Got one.
That's good squirrel hunting.
Right.
I had some good days out there when we were young.
Yeah. It's not like when we were younger, but
well, we were supposed to go to the honey hole.
Yeah.
Where there's a pile.
Well, I don't
there wasn't
see
a single
that.
Fucking one out there.
So I made sure I got out there early so he
Dude,
wasn't there yet.
You know how many times I've been out there?
You know,
enough.
Did. Yeah, one too many apparently.
Well, you could wound a deer in the ass. I wanted to go out there with my bow.
Well. Things happen.
Mistakes are made.
Mistakes were made.
That's why this year we brushed every deer stand out.
Dude buys a new bow and he's like,
yeah. I killed that one with it that first year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened first?
Well, I missed it.
You missed it? Yeah, exactly.
I missed that.
You got 2 arrows at it?
I missed. No, I shot like a week later.
Oh.
I missed it at like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, early, like sitting down for like 15 minutes, camera goes off on the other end of the property. I'm like, well, yeah, right. Like, what's going on over there? I look and I'm like, whoa, starting to get my shit ready and like coming down the edge of the field, hit the can call, turns, comes right at me, looking straight at me at 30 yards. I'm like, come across the road, little guy. And he's like, if he goes to the left, I'm screwed. If he goes to the right, I got a chance. Turn left. I'm like, well, I gotta try it. Hucked one at there. I watched it go, and it went soared way over the top of him. I was like, whoa, how did that do that?
Oh, you got to tell the one about this here, where it did the fucking circles or whatever.
Yeah, that was not good either. So, yeah, but I missed him on like a Monday,
mm-hmm.
and I killed him on a Friday morning. And I don't think I hit him, but I might have, but I shoot expandables. And his ear had a perfect broadhead slit right in its ear. Yeah, I'm like, I found my arrow the next day. It was like 30 yards to the north and like 60 yards to the east away from where I was shooting at him. I have no idea how it ended up in there because I was walking out and I saw my, there was like a little red glowing thing. I'm like, holy crap. Like somebody's
Luminox last
I'm like, I'm like, so, I was like, somebody's got a camera on me here in the brush pile. And I crawl in there. I'm like, it's my arrow.
Oh, shit.
That's what I thought it was. I saw the red, like, on. I was like, whoa, like, I walked past the camera or something. Yeah. Somebody's got something in here. No, it was my arrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this year, same scenario. Early in the night, coming along the river. I'm like, oh, he's across the river. Hit my cankle. Dives right in. I'm like, all right, here we go. Getting ready, getting ready. I'm like, oh, he's kind of out there a little ways, like 30. I'm like, that's too far for me, but I'll take it. I tried it before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's one spot, like, wide open. Like, can drive a truck through it. Tried stopping him. He kept walking. I'm like, oh, no, no. And then he stopped. And I was like, well, that's, I mean, that's all right. So I pull back, and I let her fly, and I'm like, money. It's, like, slowing down. All of a sudden, like, it goes, it's flying, flying. It goes, makes a big whirly, and all of a sudden, whoop, right into his ass.
Oh,
so I thought I thought I hit the artery, cause like
yeah, that's what we all thought.
So like, I hit him. And I first went like this. I was like, "You idiot!" Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, "Idiot, pay attention, see where this thing goes." It's like look up, and it's like right across the road thing,
branch or what?
I must have or something. But yeah. I can see like blood pouring down its leg as it's running away. So I'm like, well, maybe I clipped that artery. I got a chance here.
Yeah.
Decided to track it that night because I've had it. Bear in there that was rumping around all the time, and we jumped it like 5 feet in front of us.
Yeah, it was
behind a deadfall.
We
didn't even see it.
I've chased a red fucking Luminox through the woods before in the same situation.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Yeah,
gotta redeem myself next year.
Well, I mean, we tracked for what 60 yards, bro. Well, probably a little bit more than that, 70 maybe. Tracked it into
good blood.
So is. There's like a bunch of deadfall or whatever. We tracked a little bit farther and there's just a massive pile of deadfall. And then there was a pine tree that was tipped over. And he was right over one of the trees that was laying down. It was a big fucking tree. So we're just walking up and it was me, Greg, Eddie, and Paul. We were all tracking it.
We were looking down at, we were down.
And you could crunched. You could walk the blood.
We were knelt down looking at some patch of blood on the ground and it jumped up right as him and I were kneeling down.
Yeah. And the blood was really good, and then it got super scarce. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was, like, decent, and then it was just fucking drops. Mm-hmm. So you'd find it every couple feet, you know?
My first bull buck I had my first share.
We went...
battled up like that.
We went the next morning. And this is where things just... I don't know what happened.
That was a whole it just doesn't add up. Scenario. Yeah.
It's a whole different... So, like, we go the next morning at, like, 9 o'clock. Like, we go right to where it was. We found, like, one little patch of blood. We, like, start looking all over the place. And, like, we go to the, call the neighbor. And he's like, yeah, go look, blah, blah, blah. And Paul's like, well, did he, like, did anybody shoot anything out here? He's like, yeah, so-and-so got one. And, like, hung up. And Paul's like, well, that's weird. Like, usually you can't get them off the phone kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the story at the ballroom meeting.
So we're like, this is weird. Like, so then we're, like, looking or whatever. And then we find, like, a gut pile. But it's not a fresh gut pile. You know.
Yeah.
Like, it's half eaten.
It was all torn apart, yeah.
We're like, well, that ain't it. And then we find just a pile of blood, like fresh blood.
Like this big.
And then we find, like, we follow it in, and, like, find, like, drag marks, and we find another big pile of blood. So I have no clue what happened there. I never probably will know, but as long as it didn't go to waste, it's not
going to happen. Right.
It didn't get.
We tried to tie all the fucking knots together, and we had no idea.
There's just
what
no
happened.
Correct theory on no. what to put together.
Blood was going this way and that way. And
it could have been.
Well, blood was going onto your land, and then
yeah,
the gut piles on the trail.
Yeah,
and then,
went out to the neighbors, and I came back in the arm.
But then it was only fucking not even 20 yards from the last blood that we had on your
Yeah,
beard.
It was just weird.
And then it was adjacent to where the bear was on camera. So it's like, we have no idea what happened. And then when you shot your deer, the dude was in the stand.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was, it's like, but he never.
So that was across your mom's then?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird.
It was a weird scenario, but it just, as long as it didn't go to waste.
My first bull buck, I hit him in his dome. Yeah, he was looking at me 20 yards. So I aimed for the white patch. He ducked his string.
Oh, really?
Shook. Right in his head. He went like 10 yards and was like bouncing his head off a fucking tree branch trying to bust the arrow out of his noodle. I'm like, what are you doing?
No shit.
Throw another arrow in the bow and launch another one at him.
Holy fuck.
And I thought I had a good shot. You almost
scalped him.
I got him actually skull mounted with the arrow in his head.
It was sticking in there?
Yeah, it stuck in his dome.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
So it
probably not the most ethical shot.
No, well, he ducked it. Well, it's a frontal
He's
shot.
He's the one that moved.
It wasn't very ethical at all. But I was pretty new into the bow hunting thing. I didn't do it for a lot of years.
You found him.
I got two arrows in him, so that was a plus.
Yeah, that's good. No shit. That's pretty cool. Especially getting it mounted like that, too.
That Luminoc was lit up for like 6 months. Really? So I got the only arrow I found was the one that was in his dome.
Yeah.
The broadhead or the Luminoc is like jammed into the arrow. So I get it skull mounted, get it home. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put the broadhead and arrow back in it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, lights are off now. So I'm like, what the fuck's this red light? No shit. That thing was lit up in our house for like 3 months.
No shit.
It was cool, though.
You seen it or what?
Oh, that's cool. Like, story. Oh, like,
it's a good story. It's my first bow deer. Like,
arrow sticking out of there?
I think, we already talked about it. One of those ones.
Yeah. One of them videos where one of you just, you wish you had recorded it.
Yeah. It's like,
go to this tree. And
nobody's going to believe this.
Just standing there bouncing his head off a branch trying to break that really? Arrow out of his head.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. You think it'd screw with him? It had to have been like into his fucking brain.
It was like right where that gland is in their head. They're like, they got the skull and they got the holes right there. It was right next to that hole.
Really?
Like, the tip of the arrow was barely into his skull plate. And I couldn't shoot expandables after that.
Really?
I need to. I gotta stop shooting them.
I just don't know what to get.
I had a hypodermic, so there's like 2.5-inch cut. I'm like, well, that ain't, you had a bow and them are stopping. It's a lot of
broadhead there.
That's a lot of broadhead to push through a rib or...
Yeah.
Should leave a good hole, though.
It would.
Anyone else got a fizz?
Yeah, you can pause it.
All right, we'll pause it. Please hold. Where?
Dunn County. A couple years ago, me and a couple buddies went take a boat up a river, camp on an island for a week, and go bow hunting in Dunn County.
Really?
On public land, yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I like to do that. Well, me and you were supposed to plan a bunch of out-of-state hunts this year.
Yeah, we didn't quite get to that, though.
No.
We
went to Missouri 2 years ago. My wife got her first deer up there.
Whoa.
You better answer that one. You better answer it. We're paused. You better answer it. I'll answer that.
Please hold. So that was a long overdue pause. It ended up actually being about 30 minutes. So now we're back. So... talk about squirrel hunt and the crow hunt. So both these events are held through Ray's Boneyard. And squirrel hunt is a two-man team. Crow hunt is a four...
two-man team.
Two-man team?
Yeah.
Oh, rabbit hunt's a four-man team.
Yeah, rabbit hunt.
So squirrel hunt ended up getting two black squirrels, one fox. And we kind of do this as a competition between some of our buddies. Harv.
That's about it.
I'm pretty sure my uncle fucking kicked everybody.
Yeah, they killed us.
Yeah.
Because he told me.
How many did Harv get? We beat him, didn't we? We only get like one
tied.
Or two?
We tied. Had three.
So then the crow hunt. Crow hunt was buck bird.
Yeah, buck crow bird, hunt. Buck yeah, bird. Let's talk about the crow hunt, Tyson.
So it was buck bird. In this bet, it was if whoever got more birds, the opposing team would have to pay $1 per bird.
Let's talk about that. It was, we made this bet like 2 weeks before the crow hunt, and every time we saw Harv, it was, hey, buck a bird,
buck a bird.
The whole time
buck
leading
bird.
Up to it.
Buck a bird.
That's all I kept saying, buck a bird.
Buck a bird.
The night before, we're out at the boneyard, Harv's there, we're all fucking drinking, buck a bird, we're just screaming, buck a bird, buck a bird. Then we decided to go to the lanes, and then I left at like midnight-ish, if that. And then
she was there too.
Yeah. Anyway, so I left at I left midnight-ish. Tyson, like, our whole plan was to make our game plan Friday, but we end up getting drunk.
Never happened.
So we decide this is what the plan is. Tyson's like, I'm getting up at 6. He's like, I'm going to shit, shower. I'm going to pick up a 30-pack at the Fast Stop. We'll be at your house at 7. I'm like, all right. Like, that works. So I went home, set my alarm for like 6:30. I'm like, oh, it'll be there. 7. So I'm like, I get up. And I'm hanging out or whatever, and I'm like, I gotta take a shit. So I go and take a shit. And then I go out of the living room, and I look outside, I'm like, holy fuck, it's daylight out. So I'm like, all right, let's see what happens here.
Fuck, it's daylight out.
So I grab my little collar and my shotgun, I walk behind the house, and I'm like, well, let's see what happens here. I put the crow call on for, it's a 2-minute sequence.
You ever crow hunt?
Do it.
It's a 2-minute sequence. Two of them come flying in. I shoot one. I have one at 6:54. So I start calling Tyson. I'm like, oh, I got one. Like,
dude, we got crows.
Our goal was to get one. And I got one right away.
It's like the easiest thing ever.
So I'm like, call Tyson. No answer. Because I first got up. I'm like, I'm guaranteeing it's going to be like hunting season where I get a text message like, morning, like, you finally awake, blah, blah, blah.
Up and at him. Yeah. The thing, you
morning,
know?
Cupcake.
No text. I'm like, all right, well, maybe he's, you know, doing his thing.
Keep crow hunting.
Yeah, so I'm like, so I call him at like 7 when I walk back. I'm like, this ain't that hard. So I really didn't try a whole lot after that, like while I was by myself because my partner's missing. What's so weird? I go down by my land, try a little bit. And like, I was behind a giant tree. And I had to call her out the field. So like, I was trying to run around the tree because they were flying on the one side. And I go to the other side and then they'd be on that side. I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. So then I get back in the truck and I just start bitching to myself. I'm like, fucking buck a bird. This guy's seeing buck a bird. Where the fuck's my partner? Like, all the other partners are probably together. I'm out here by myself. Like, where's my partner? So I'm like, oh, whatever. So then I took a ride up to the Fast Stop, got some candy bars and a bubbler. And I'm
payday.
Fucking, yeah.
Payday and a bubbler?
No, nut roll.
A nut roll.
Nut roll. A little breakfast. Talking to Tom Shaw. I'm like, hey, is it all right to go by the track and hunt for crows? He's like, I don't give a shit. Have at her. Oh, all right. So I drive up there. I'm like, I park. I'm like, I really want to, like, get out and do this right now. Like, I'm just good. I just back in the truck and just start driving around, fucking hanging out again. And then, like, so now it's, like, 8 o'clock. And I'm like, no word from Tyson. We got to be back by noon. So I go down Starlight Road again. And I'm like, all right, I'll go call him. So then I'm, like, sitting there. And I'm driving. I look out my window, there's a crow like flying with me as I'm driving. I'm like,
just dang. Taunting you.
So then I get like, I park, and I get out, and I'm like, I'll go take a walk. Like, I walk down the fence line a ways, and I'm watching this crow way off, and it like flies and lands. And I was like, all right, let's see what happens here. So then it lands like way out there. I'm like, let's try it. So I put the old 17 up on it, I go, and it gets up. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I think I got close. And all of a sudden, it goes, falls right down the field. So at this point, I got two. And then finally, Tyson come to life at about 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I get over here. I'm like, the fuck, dude? Buck a bird, buck a bird. That's all I heard, buck a bird. I'm like, we got two. We got two already. He's like, well, shit, we're on the board. And then we got, like, one more.
Crow hunting's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then
it's, like, easy as shit, but...
You can call them in.
What we figured out is we need decoys. Because you can...
Crow works good.
You set your call up, they'll come in, but they'll hover.
You know what works good?
What?
Sticks and black trash bags.
That's what
we were thinking about throwing the ones that we shot out there. He's like, no idea.
Stand them up. If you had snow, you could stand them up out there.
You could just throw them out there. Right. There's black dots. They would fucking know what they're doing.
Me and my buddy did it one year, and we used, got some sticks off a tree and used black garbage bags. Works freaking awesome.
That'd be good, too. We just got to go on Amazon and fucking buy some crow decoys or something. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's all we kind of got for this one, boys. Right?
Until next time.
Might be a couple weeks, might be a couple months. I don't know.
Shout out to the Hastings Brothers Outfitters for the wolf hunt.
Yeah. Thank God we had Chris here to bring some real content to the,
yeah, right?
To the contest winner, wolf killer.
Oh, this is a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, Chris, contest winner,
Big Wolf Hunter guy. Got her done this year.
Got her done.
Yeah. Hell of a year for you. Pretty sweet. But, yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening, and
we'll see you on the next one.
Catch you on the next one.